What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Sarge, at ease, delinquents, at ease. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Tuesday the 12th. My surgery is coming up in a couple days. I'm probably going to be away from the pod for just a bit. So pardon me while I heal. I might do some update pictures on my Facebook page. So follow the Gray Area Facebook page, and you can see me in a hospital gown, ass out. You know what I'm saying? Why is it like if someone posts like a baby with their butt? You know, it's like, oh my god, it's a cute little baby. But when I do it, you know what I mean? That's, you know, that's derogatory? What's the word I'm looking for? Indecent exposure? I don't know. It's not like I'm standing there with my dick out. You know what I mean? But even people that share, like, the videos of their kids in, like, the bathtub. Like, oh my god! It's such adorable! Oh my god! Just having fun, little splash time? Hmm? But when I do it... oh, man. Same thing goes with, politics, really. You know? Democrats could, you know, hide information, make fake dossiers, have documents that they shouldn't have for over 50 years, take their son around the world to talk to foreign dignitaries and collect bags of cash. But when Republicans do it, God forbid. Apparently, E. Jean Carroll is thinking about doing another defamation suit against Donald Trump. Another one. Why? The fucking money you're going to get isn't enough. And you're probably not even going to get that money. She's going to win that on appeal. But he had to pay bond. The shit that's going on to this man is like, I can't even fucking fathom it. And we all know it. We all know it. It's so fucking... How are we like this? I thought justice was blind. I thought... God, they're such scheming little snarky fucks, aren't they? And you want to put your fucking hands on them? The children today. Pardon me for venting, but they're fucking pathetic. You guys are weak. Gen Z, you're fucking weak. You're weak. You need to be stronger. You need to be better. You need to go out there. You gotta get your licks. You gotta earn your fucking stripes. You know what I mean? I'm a so-and-so, such-and-such. These are my pronouns. Affirm me. Recognize me. Know who I am. Validate my conscience. I don't like my parents. I don't like authority. This Donald Trump triggers me. Reminds me of bad times. What bad times? When you had to clean your room? But you didn't want to? Huh? When you were fucking, you know... sent to your room and you were fucking grounded, but in your room you got like a TV, a PlayStation, and an Xbox, and you're sitting there like, oh, woe is me. I don't think there should be cell phones in schools at all. I did it. We did this for generations before you fucking idiots showed up. You guys are supposed to be the smartest generation. Information at your fingertips, but you're sitting there, you know, trying to figure out how to spell Justin Bieber's wife's name. It's Haley. It's H-A-I-L-E-Y. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. People don't look like that. You know, you see these people with all this fucking makeup on. Dudes, too. Like, what are we doing? Just age gracefully. You don't need all that fucking makeup. There was a woman. I was like a TikTok or whatever. And she's like, oh, the man has to pay for the first date. And I'm like, okay. Like, I understand this. Especially if he asks her out. I get it. He should be paying for it. But her reasoning behind it is because her makeup costs $2,000. Not every time she applies it, it's $2,000. But all the makeup that she utilizes to go out that evening, all the bottles and the fucking... the blush and the foundation and the mascara and the lips and the concealer and all the little bells and whistles add up to about $2,000. It was like $1,745. And I'm just sitting there like, okay, I saw what you looked like before, and now I saw what you look like after, and I'm a before guy.
Like, I'm a before guy. I mean, she's a... I'm never dating this chick, obviously, because she's, like, 20-something. So, just based on, like, physicality alone, if I was that age, still, I would... Was I a little bit dumber in my 20s? Yeah. But I still would have preferred the no-makeup look to the makeup look. You're 20-something years old. Your skin is, like, exactly... It's, like, perfect. And you're gonna hide it under all that shit? And then you're gonna fuck up my pillowcases? No, thank you. No, thank you. I don't know. You guys try too hard. You guys try too hard. If I look like this, I need a man that, is at least, making 6 figures a year. Why? Why? Because you could paint your face? What else do you bring to the table? It better be a fucking sandwich. Huh? I don't give a fuck what kind of relationship you guys are talking about. Gay, straight, bi, throuple. Physicality is... That's it. That's not it. That's not it. You want me to lust for you? And then when I'm over you, be done with you? You got one thing to offer, and once I get that, what the fuck else do you got? Dudes, this happened to you too, okay? You good-looking motherfuckers. Once they get what they want out of you, because believe it or not, women are physical animals too. Yeah? Sometimes they just want to, get dick down too. You know what I mean? So, what else do you got? What else do you bring to the table? Do you have, like, an education? Can you have an education? Will you be able to talk to her father without sounding like a complete fucking tool bag? Will you actually listen to her father, talk to her father, talk to her mom, help with the dishes? Do you know science? Math? What was your major? What's your highest level of education? Oh, I'm a social influencer. I've been social influencing now for about 3 months. I got about, I got 260 followers. I think I'm going to make it. That's your flex? That's your flex. Oh, my God. I mean, you're nice to look at, but don't open your mouth, right? We were supposed to be better. We were supposed to be... I mean, like, humanity. We're supposed to be smarter. We have more information now at the push of a button than we ever did. But I would put the scholars of the 1850s up against the scholars of today. Based on, like, common knowledge, okay? Obviously not... The people from the 1850s aren't going to know, like, Google, right? They're not going to know the sciences of Stephen Hawking and Albert Einstein. I get that. But, like, common knowledge, astronomy, Darwinism, a little bit of psychology, math, sciences, they would fuck us up. They would kill us. That's why they had all those walls of books, all those walls of knowledge. They just learn shit. When you're sitting there gaming, you're on TikTok, you're scrolling, they're reading encyclopedias. Actually educating themselves, becoming better people. Not to mention, they lived pretty fucking long back then. Are they, like, I'm under, this is gonna conspiracy theory-ish, right? But, back then, they had, like, tricks of the trade for, like, garlic and honey and cayenne pepper, and it was good for your body. It opened up your fucking blood vessels. They knew the blood vessels. They, like, it opened up your, like, your fucking mind. Your vision was good. It was all herbal. It was like Eastern medicine. It was like our own Eastern medicine, but it was Western culture. And then it was just eclipsed by Big Pharma and Tylenol, and take this and take this pill for this. And if you have a side effect from this, here, take this pill to counteract that side effect from the first pill that you... Holy fuck, people. Like, you see what our ancestors did. But when I do it, you guys look at me like I'm a fucking nutcase. You cut up some fucking honey. I cut up some honey. You gotta cut up some onions. You cut up some garlic. You cover it with honey. You let that fucking sit. And then whenever you're feeling sick, you take a spoonful of that and you're fucking good. Sore throat, spoonful of that. cayenne pepper, like a teaspoon a day. A teaspoon a day. It opens up your fucking blood vessels. Your body gets more oxygen around it. Your muscles heal faster. You heal faster. You don't fucking bruise. Why aren't we doing these things? Because big government wants to control it. Big pharma wants to control everything. They don't want you looking up how to heal yourself with, you know, shit you could grow in your backyard. They want you to depend on them for everything. They want you to be like, oh, I need this. I got to go to a doctor. I got to go to Walgreens or CVS or whatever pharmacy you go to get a pill that might not even work in the first fucking place. Alcohol is medicinal, said the alcoholic. To an extent, it is. Like ramen, like hot fucking ramen with a soft-boiled egg, right? And some spices in there. Some lean meat, turkey, you know, broccoli, that broth, that'll heal you in a fucking second. You know what we replace that with? Fucking Campbell's soup, which is milk-based. It's like dairy-based and cream-based. When you're sick, you don't want that shit. Your sinuses and your mucous membranes are clogged up anyway. However, there are some things from, you know, Western medicine that I do appreciate, like the Navage. That thing is fucking great. That, like, motor suction powered clears your sinuses out, flushes it with water. Neti pots are cool too. That's old school, right? But you put a motor behind it, like one of those Navage things where it's like just suction. Ooh, man. Well done, science. Well done, science. Surgeries are obviously better than they were. Okay, we've obviously learned from hacking people's bodies open and using cadavers to just destroy the human body to learn more about it. And I get that. I understand medicine to the point of, does this hurt? No. Does this hurt? No. Does this hurt? Ah! They just freaking, they're just going to poke you until they, you know, you say ow, and they're going to be like, okay, now we got to focus on the ow. That's medicine now. But previously, it used to be like, do this daily. Take care of this daily. And you should be fine. And if you get sick, you get sick. Then we'll deal with the higher up medicine stuff. I get that. That makes sense to me. But, I don't know, man. I don't know. We take, like, over-the-counter vitamins and we believe what the fuck they say. Oh, take a men's one a day. Take a fish oil. Blah, blah, blah. I was told I can't take any of those going into surgery. I don't know why. Terrifying. I'm not allowed to smoke. I haven't been smoking anyway for a while. I'm not allowed to, you know, drink, which is, you know, fine, I guess. But, like, I haven't really drank because, you know, surgery, but the drinking helped pain-wise. Like I said, it's medicinal. Yeah. But, geez, I don't know. They want us to just take them at their word. And we should, right? But I don't believe Western medicine anymore. I don't have faith in it. Because you have to jump through all these other hoops to get to the point where you need to be, because insurance doesn't want to pay for that. Insurance isn't going to pay for that unless you get this done first to prove that you need that. Which is nuts. This has been a roller coaster of like 7 months. You know? Now, if I took like onion honey or whatever, or garlic honey, would I be better? Probably not. I probably still would have this herniated disc and everything. But it's good to know going forward. You know, you pop DayQuil, you take NyQuil, which has fucking alcohol in it, by the way. NyQuil does. Like I said, it's medicinal. We need to be more self-sufficient and educate ourselves. That's pretty much what I'm saying. That's it. You could take your own stitches out. Well, I gotta take my stitches out. But when I do it, you know, it's wrong. It's stitches. It's easy. There are things that you could do that you know, medicinally, you don't need fucking help with. Clearing out your sinuses. Cleaning your ears, right? Flossing, brushing your teeth. They have, like, these water picks. I think they're called water picks. Things are fucking great. You don't even have to floss anymore. If you brush your teeth like you should, and you floss like you should, there's no need for a goddamn dentist, ever. Ever. I don't brush my teeth every day. I knock the dust out every day, but when it comes to, like, using, like, abrasives, like toothpaste, I'll do that, like, every other day. Light. You don't need that much toothpaste, because that stuff foams up pretty fast. So I'll use my toothbrush and I'll knock the dust off, you know, the morning breath and a little tartar buildup that accumulates overnight. And I'll brush my teeth like every other day with toothpaste. I never use mouthwash. Ever. No, I learned from that. Like, that kills all the bacteria in your mouth. And you're like, oh, that's a good thing. No, it isn't. You need it. You need that. It fights things. There's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria. You don't want to kill all the stuff that's in your mouth. Right? Maybe it's a precursor for, like, breaking down foods. Or it mixes with your saliva and it helps, you know, keep your mouth clean. I don't know. But all I do know is that it's in our bodies and it's there for a reason. And we have it. So why get rid of it like that? It's not like cancer, right? So if you use Listerine, it's all dead. Everything's fucking dead. Everything in your mouth is just dead. Your tongue's just sitting there burning like, oh my God, what the fuck just happened to me? Remember? Yeah. So mouthwash, not a fan. I'll use the toothpaste, right? And then I'll take some water in my mouth and I'll swish that around with the toothpaste, you know? Because that's its own little mouthwash. But I'm not using, like, straight fucking Listerine overpowering ethyl alcohol. It's a different alcohol than, you know, booze alcohol. You don't drink Listerine. You're going to go fucking blind, apparently, from what I heard, you know? But I don't know. I don't know. But when I do it, everybody looks at me like I'm nuts. What do you mean you don't brush your teeth every day? Why? I brush my hair every day. I got to stimulate the scalp. You have to stimulate the scalp, ladies and gentlemen. I suggest a boar brush. One side's like soft bristles. The other side is like hard bristles. Yeah. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. We could be better than we are in regards to self knowledge, cleanliness, you know, health and safety. We know better. We could do it. But we don't want to. So we'll just DoorDash it or fucking, you know, Grubhub it or have, Instacart it, you know, and have it delivered to our house because we don't want to get off the couch. Now, I mean, more props to you if you work from home. Cool, I get it. But if you don't work and you're Instacarting shit on mommy's credit card and you're 25 years old, there's a problem there. Are you healthy? Yep. Top of my game. Why aren't you doing something? Oh, I just haven't met my match. I haven't found my path, you know? I just want to see the world and experience the glory that is life. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Get a job. Put your work boots on. Educate yourself, you fucking hippie. There's nothing wrong with the hippie mentality and Mother Earth and love. I get that. It's great. But get a job, okay? And then you can experience Earth and you can experience life the way it's meant to be. It's supposed to be struggle. You're not supposed to just waddle through life like a fucking ignorant penguin just like, oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Because that's not how life works. Life sucks. Life is pain. Don't run from the pain. Learn from the pain. All right, delinquents? I'll see you guys next time. Love you. Bye.